Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. There is a reality that doesn't get talked about much, but I think it's true. America never fully recovered from the 1960s. By the way, the 1960s weren't really the 1960s. What I mean by that is when we think of the 60s as the psychedelic era, it's like 66 to 73-ish. By the way, it seems appropriate today. Anyone who said they remembers the 60s wasn't really there, you know who said that, don't you? Robin Williams. He was exactly right about that. It was an unprecedented era in American history. And what we don't realize is it has forever shaped America moving forward. For whatever reason, people just don't understand. I think some people don't understand the impact that decade had today. The success of the gay rights movement is owed almost entirely to the 60s. The way the feminist movement and the civil rights movement went off the rails is due to the 60s. The country looked like it was splitting in two, and people have forgotten to what degree. When they talk about that today, I mean, it looked like it was splitting in two. It was perhaps 1968 was perhaps the most tumultuous year in the 20th century. My parents thought the world was coming to an end. Martin Luther King assassinated. RFK assassinated. And then when Nixon won, they thought the world did come to an end, being the liberals that they were. They had no idea how moderate he really was. But what is the calling card of the 60s? Well, the protests. But what came with the protests, starting 1965? Rioting. And what happened at Watts Riot and then others, Detroit and others? Perhaps the most lasting legacy of the 60s is that we have come to accept rioting as acceptable expression. That's the way it is seen. And it started in the 60s. Then came looting. I'm old enough to remember the 1977 Eastern Seaboard New York City blackout. Here's how much the world changed. There was a huge Eastern Seaboard blackout in 1964. I don't remember that one either, Jason. There was just simply no crime spree associated with that blackout. 13 years later, New York imploded into looting. What had happened? And what was the response to that looting? Well, you have to understand, they're poor. Many of them, not all, and I'm not saying all, many of them black. Well, you have to understand how downtrodden they are. And this is the soft racism of low expectations that liberals created a long time ago. Well, sure, you have to understand. It makes sense for blacks to behave that way. It just does. Really? Why? Well, it just does. They have it so rough, you have to understand, given the opportunity, they have to blow off some steam, and they're poor. Certainly they're going to take advantage to steal things. There is almost no recrimination from the left when these things happen. Now, I will tell you right now, I have no idea what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. I have no idea whether it's a justified or unjustified police officer shooting. I have no clue. I know what the witnesses are saying, that the man, young man, 18-year-old Michael Brown, had his arms up in the air when he was shot by a police officer. That may be true. That may not be true. This might be a horrible injustice perpetrated by a police officer. It may be. We simply don't know. There might be a rational explanation. The reality is, right now, it's irrelevant. Whether or not Michael Brown was unjustly shot and indefensibly shot by a police officer doesn't justify people smashing car windows and carrying away armloads of looted goods from stores in suburbia, Ferguson, and Delwood outside St. Louis. Nothing justifies that. Why have we come to accept that? Why have we come to accept that? Now, I'm not going to paint a broad brush. It's not the entire black community. And I can't be certain all the looters and vandals and fires were lit. I can't be certain they're all black. I'm not saying they are. And it's certainly not all blacks. But the minute you criticize this, well, you can't go saying it's all blacks. It's a lot of blacks, and it's mostly blacks. Why have we come to accept crime as an acceptable response to an injustice, even if this is an injustice? And again, I'm not going to make a judgment value on what happened. I don't know. Jason, we will take calls on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Why? Because liberals accept anarchy. Liberals accept chaos. And liberals accept that, you know what? The Robin Hood mentality just makes sense. The poor should be able to take what they don't have. Liberals accept all of that. So once again, you have chaos, you have rioting, and you have thievery in response to an injustice or a perceived injustice. Again, I don't know what happened. But anytime this happens, right, already the Obama holder Justice Department is talking about an investigation into the shooting. Okay, fine. Fine. But why doesn't the President of the United States get on television and say that your behavior is reprehensible? You do not honor the memory of Michael Brown, nor do you honor justice by doing this. Why won't he say that? Why won't he say that? Remember Rodney King, can't we all just get along? What happened with the Rodney King verdict? Los Angeles exploded. And somehow we come to accept, well, yeah, you know, blacks have been putting up with this crap long enough. What do you think they're going to do? How did we come to accept that? Well, no, it just makes sense. It just makes sense that they would react that way. To who and why? And where are the recriminations? Where is the rebuke? Where are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton urging, and if they did, by the way, maybe they did and I missed it, so I do want to say it. If either of those, and I put in quotes, black leaders have said that, then I stand to be corrected. I just didn't see it. But if they haven't, why haven't they? They never call out the black community. Why not? Instead, I'll be called a racist for pointing this out. The racism is the low expectation of liberals in accepting this. I can even understand a protest. I can even understand. If they think that a member of their community was unjustifiably killed, I don't mind them coming. Jason says that's not what he meant. Then come out, that's fine. You have the right to peacefully assemble. It is amazing that all these years after the 60s, we still accept this as free speech, as expression, as acceptable, as justified. The rioting and vandalism aren't. The looting sure as hell isn't. And I'm telling you right now, probably one Wisconsin Avocado or some other liberal group or Judd Room Temperature Lounsbury or somebody is going to call me a racist for pointing this out. What's racist about the truth? Mark on a cell. Mark, how you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I think part of what this is it's been a perpetuation of white guilt that goes on in, unfortunately, a lot of it in our school systems. And it's drummed into the white population that somehow, some way, even though it's generations removed, that we have to feel guilty about what happened to the black population in this country before the Civil War. And somehow there's still something old, and we always have to look the other way. So that's my commentary.
I think that is a factor, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call. And to tack on to Mark's comments, consider this. Imagine if a black police officer shot a white man in a questionable fashion, and if whites even protested. If whites just came out and peaceably protest, well, that doesn't make sense because there is no racism against whites by black police officers. How do you know that? Maybe not in the same percentages, obviously. It was one because there's not as many black cops as there are white cops. But we have come to accept anarchy and chaos as acceptable free speech. And you know, almost like clockwork, this is going to happen. Again, without casting judgment, because I don't know what happened. If it's worst case scenario, if this kid had his hands up and he was shot, this reaction is not justified. Now, I actually know what the liberal response is. I actually do. I will share it in 3 minutes. You know why? Because I used to believe it. Back in the day, as they say. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 949.
On Twitter, go to jerrybadershow.com.